Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Peace, family, is 19 Keys with the 19 Keys podcast. You're listening to a high-level conversation. Tap in. All right, a word from one of our sponsors. Make sure you tap into Goldwater Products. After you come listen to the information, you're going to need your memory stimulated so you can download everything in that prefrontal cortex. You want to make sure that hippocampus area of your brain that regulates mood, memory, and learning is fully functional and tapped in. Therefore, you want to tap into Goldwater. They have Smart Moss, Sports Moss, Vitamin C Moss, Colloidal Silver. They have just about everything that you, your child, and your whole entire family needs to stimulate your brain and your body and to make sure that your immune system is functioning. Before you tap into this great high-level conversation, listen to this song by Tezu Kulando called Goldwater.
Right.
To the New York City. How you gonna get at least $3 billion in a budget?
Right.
Right? Who the fuck is that about?
Now
they're already knowing because of the climate, they have all of these new.
But they don't have to pay for it though. The police don't even have to pay for it out their own budget. So the police kill a black person, right? But that falls on the city or the state to pay for it. So even though they get $3 billion of budget, the onus is never on them to have to utilize that budget to pay for the victim settlement. That's on the people. You understand me? They get in that budget to fund their unions, their slush funds, whatever the hell they use it for, equipment, to do more police brutality. You understand me? So,
in the stock market,
right. Because the stock market is connected to the banks and the bonds and things of that nature that's going to get paid off the interest of it. You understand me? So
5,000 people got locked up.
Right.
They don't have bonds.
So black bodies are connected to the financial system of America itself. You didn't even realize that black death is connected to the stock market. That they're making money off of it, but this is the same system that they've been making money off of it from the beginning. The insurance companies was doing this. You understand me? It's all one big racket, and America is a corporation, and that's how they run their business. So essentially, they look at black people as product. They look at black people as stock. They look at people as stock. That's what it is. So when I tell black people, number one, go get you LLCs. Why? Because I want you to finally own, right, an entity that has rights in America. When you see these billions of dollars being given to economic injustice, it ain't going directly to black people, all this trauma we facing from dealing with this shit every day. No, it's going to the people who create the corporation that have rights to that money. They're not going to give it directly to you. You have to be represented by a tax number, an EIN. And then they funnel it to that even when they give you your checks. They don't never give you nothing directly. They don't believe in you. So understanding these, make this police brutality bond. And one of the things that I would say is an action item towards this, and I'm going to continue to go more and I'm going to read this subject so you all can understand it. You understand me? Is that, what's it, the U.S. Treasury? Is that where they hold all the birth certificates and the bonds? Yeah, so they ain't got money. They got birth certificates and bonds out on you. Now, I'm not going to go deep into that. I'm just making my case for separation here so you can understand how the system works. So it says that we call bonds used to cover police-related settlement and judgments costs police brutality bonds because they quite literally allow banks and wealthy investors to profit from police violence. This is a transfer of wealth from communities, especially over-policed communities of color, to Wall Street and wealthy investors. The companies profiting from police brutality bonds include well-known institutions like Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, and Bank of America, as well as smaller regional banks and other firms. In our research into the use of police brutality bonds, we find that cities and counties across the United States issue bonds to pay for police brutality settlements and judgments. The cities range from giant metropolises such as Los Angeles to smaller cities like Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Our report includes details on police brutality bonds in 12 cities and counties, including 5 in-depth case studies of Chicago, Los Angeles, Milwaukee, Cleveland, and Lake County, Indiana. So number one, police brutality bonds. If cities must borrow to pay for settlements and judgment, banks and investors should not be allowed to profit from that. So when you want to talk about an action item or some things that should be changed in America that you're going to fight for policy changes, then you will go change when you go and ask them for something. And as everybody is marching and you're gathering all of this energy, we say stop police brutality bonds. We say stop the ability to capitalize on black death and terrorism that these people implement. Because then, wait a minute, if I get paid billions of dollars of these settlements, wouldn't I want these things to happen? Wouldn't I finance these things? Wouldn't I make sure that they happen more? If I'm a billion-dollar entity and it's a billion-dollar business, I'm invested into the private prison. I'm invested into the death. I'm invested into every aspect of killing you niggas. All right, so it says, police officers must be forced to take out individual liability insurance policies to cover the cost of settlements and judgments caused by their misconduct. I'm going to say that again. Here's another one. Police officers must be forced to take out individual liability insurance policies, meaning that if you kill a black man for no good goddamn reason, you should be liable for that, not the taxpayers. You killed a black man. You understand me? Now, I got to pay for that shit? No, that makes no sense. Follow the money, people. All right. Government bodies at local, state, and federal levels must account for and provide full transparency about which officers are behaving in ways that lead to settlements. And that's why I say that black people should become AI. You understand me? Or IA, rather. You understand me? Which is our AI to know what's going on. Internal affairs. Because they the ones who are giving out these reports that can provide the transparency to the people. When they working with the local city officials that letting us know what's happening in these departments that can possibly take that city into debt and having to give these bonds to these banking industries so that they can make money off our black bodies. We got to be specific when we asking for things. This is important. You understand me? This is a generation that's going to change and disrupt the way that we go about bringing awareness to the issues and demanding what's right in order to get things done. But that's if you want to work inside the system, right? You're still making a case for separation. Number three, government bodies at local, state, and federal levels must account for and provide full transparency. Oh, that's the same thing. All right, and I didn't read the last part of that. And judgments, how they are not being held accountable. Who is paying for their misconduct and how, and who is profiting from these payments? So basically, they need a full transparent list of everything that happens, you know what I mean? And allow people to be able to follow the money. So if there's somebody name that's constantly popping up in reports, or corporations that's constantly popping up in the reports of black death surrounding police brutality, you understand me? We should be able to know about that. But the people don't. See, the thing about this, social justice is big business. It's a $1 billion business. You have to understand it's a $1 billion business first before you can wrap your mind around it. And America is built off capitalism. You have to understand that even the military equipment that was bought for the police officers, right? They had a little fun. They were able to get to use it. But somebody supplies that. Somebody gets that contract. Somebody gets paid to supply the weapons to whoop your ass. All around, these are white men, white families, corporations getting paid off of our death and suffering. And it's been happening for the last 400 years. Hold on, we got some names. Hold on, some names are coming in. Yeah, we paying for police brutality, literally. And then, hold on, before you drop that name, because I'm going to go into a metaphysical level how they do it. Key man insurance, right? Remember, now one thing that we were never taught about is life insurance. We were taught about death insurance, right? So this is in this Jim Crow handbook, chapter 19, that my good brother Jake Taylor brought to my attention. Thank you, brother. It says, because this is about life insurance and how it connects to black people after Juneteenth, 1865, and how they targeted us. And pre that, you understand me, and how in the post-Civil War period, they were using life insurance, you understand me, to make money off our black death and our black bodies. It says, because I primarily focus on the post-Civil War period, beginning with the end of Reconstruction and ending with the modern civil rights era, this article does not examine in detail the slave era history of American insurance and banking interest. The resurgence of interest in black reparations has prompted new disclosures about the slave era practices of major American institutions, including insurance companies. These insurance companies are devils. You understand me? Understand that. Insurance companies provided slaveholders coverage for damage to or death of their slave at rates substantially higher than for white lives, and imposed certain coverage restrictions, including confining policies amounts to 2/3 of actual value and covering only a limited term of years. Although emancipation ended the slave era. What that means that you, my property, I take out insurance on you. If I kill you, I get paid. You my property. If I beat your ass and I whip you every time that slave man, you seen them whipping Kunta Kinte, he getting paid for those whips. You know what I mean? His slave can't work. His property is damaged. So they've created a mechanism of capitalism built on the black body. So when somebody says make America great again, when somebody's talking about how great the American system is, when they talk about how great American capitalism is and the business structure, they're talking about the system of white inferiority, you understand me, that they built off of our bodies. That's what they're talking about. So this is always all about money, power, rituals, you understand me, for them. They some sycophants. Now listen. There are companies that make devices used to remotely restrain people called rap technologies. And the stock is trading at an all-time high thanks to protests. Think about that. It's just you don't know. When they say that the billionaires, Scott made another $500 billion during the protests, during these times, you don't realize that your trauma, that your pain, that your suffering, that your protest is funding these people. And when I told you that the real social distancing was between the lower class and the rich class, I meant that. Because the rich is getting richer. The poor is getting poorer. And we have to reverse that and make the rich get poor and the poor get richer. All right. So we'll get back to it. So it says that there's a company called Axon Enterprises, AAXN, that makes body cams worn by police officers, and the stock is trading at an all-time high thanks to protests. So if the protesters are asking for body cams, and I know which company is going to get the contract for body cams, let me go to that stock because it's going to be trading higher. White folks are saying, man, these niggas is mad again. We about to get some money. Trump tweeted it out. Look at the stock. It's doing really, really good. All right. Let's move forward. There's a company called Sturm, Ruger & Company, RGR, which manufactures and sells firearms, and the stock is trading near an all-time high thanks to the protests. There's a company called ShotSpotter Inc., that SSTI, that makes the technology that tracks to the location, the sound of gunfire, and the stock is trading at an all-time high. Hundreds of millions of dollars is being made off our misery. Understand the system. You're trying to reform the system. The system is meant to work this way. It is designed based off of you, your body, your death, the ritual procession of your death. I'm going to get into understanding how evil these devils are, right? And how evil the families of these devils are. You have to remember that white America used to sit and eat food next to burning, charring black bodies hanging from trees. Children sitting there laughing and playing in their best dressed Sunday clothes. These are very dressed up clothed devils. Not too long ago. These people are psychotic. So, 40 years? So you looking at these people and you're trying to get them to empathize and to do for you. How come they can't get it? Doesn't that like, that should send off a signal like all of this black death all around. I still just don't get it. I can't see it. Black people are the most empathetic people though. Oh, we get what the Mexican going through. We get what the Asian going through. We get what the white folks is going through. Even with them not being able to understand what we going through, we empathize with you sociopaths. And got it. So they have to feel a level of guilt. You understand me? Which is putting something on their consciousness, not their heart. Their mind is telling them, I ain't right. This is crazy. Can y'all help me get this? I don't get like, okay, y'all die and go to prison at disproportional rates and live through poverty, and we have a privilege that's built on the backs of your backs. You understand me? Like, but it still just don't make no sense to me. America is great. It just don't make no sense. That type of person, imagine if you have a friend like that to where you going through all of this death and destruction and they just cannot get your pain. So let's move forward. Let's move forward. Now, this is what you have to understand, that we have given our bodies up, right? We've given our bodies up, right? America owns the black body, right? Now, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in 1995, when he brought 2 million black bodies together in front of the Washington Capitol steps, the first line that he broke down was the secret of the number 19. He said, when that one is next to the nine, there's something to be uncovered. He said, you have these two statues representing the 16th and the 3rd president, and they're both 19 high. You had that 16 and that 3 up, that come back down to 19. But he said that there used to be black bodies traded right here on these steps, and it represents the trade of black bodies. That's what America is all about. That is the apocalypse of America. That's the origin of it. So, let's get a little deeper. Let's get a little deeper now. Now, the question becomes is, do black people own their own bodies, right? You have to understand that now habeas corpus deals with your body, right? Now, the reason that everybody gets hung up on martial law, because it is the suspension of ownership of your body completely and having rights to your body, right? So you have to have rights to your body, right? So you can go to the court and you can go to the court. And I'm not going to get into maritime law once you go to court and what that means when you get in there. You understand me? So once you go to court and you're standing in front of the judge and you can't speak for yourself because you haven't passed the bar. You understand me? And now these people are giving you the opportunity to get your body back. They saying that, look, if you can make your case and you can win your case in this race, then we give you your body back. We allow you to get bail for your body. Otherwise, we're going to send you Otherwise, we're going to send you to a warden of your body, and you're going to become a slave where you don't have access to your own body. You can't do anything free whatsoever, right? Your liberty is going to be backed by debt. You have to be bonded out. You understand me? So now we start to understand the system a little more, right? So you don't own your body. You go to what? A school system. So let's say, do we own our minds, right? All right, so you go to a school system, right? Okay, what is a school system for? The school system sends you to middle school, you go through high school, then you get to college education. Now, one of the many things that a bank does is it finances educational loans. So now, you essentially went to high school because they know you come from an impoverished background. They know you don't have any wealth. They know you need a loan for this education. So they set up a racket so that you can go to this system, which is not going to make you dangerous to the system, because we're not going to teach you anything about our system at all. That's not how the system works. You understand me? No, we need you to go to college, right? Because now we can get paid off of you. So the moment you go to college, you are indebted to us. Boom, gotcha. Now, not only that, so we go to do you own your mind, right? That's what we was talking about, but that is slavery. So do you own your mind? Well, who starts are you learning, right? So now the child doesn't want to learn about Christopher Columbus, doesn't want to learn about all these philosophers of white past. These are just some white men that could have lived and died that we never knew about. Nor that what they made a blimp on our history radar, and it wouldn't have made no changes because we've been over here for millions of years, and we don't need to learn about their philosophers in order to understand the universe. You understand me? And the way that the world works. So, but no, they said that we need to give you our thoughts. We need to give you white patriarchal intellect. You understand me? Meaning that our thoughts, our mind, right? We need to impregnate your mind with our paradigm, with our way of doing things. So now that the way you think is operating from the way we think. So now you cannot think outside the system. Thank you. Now we got your mind as well. So no, thank you. You're no longer black. Thank you. Appreciate you. Send the kids on through to college. You understand me? So now you don't have your mind. You don't have your mind at all. So now this is interesting. So we ain't got our minds. We ain't got our bodies. You understand me? The whole system is built off this, but they use our intellect to build their reality. The greatest inventions. They kept the black sisters as the brain power for NASA rocket launch to the moon. They kept, oh no, these mathematical genius sisters. Computers. They were the computers. So, wait a minute. Y'all got some geniuses? Yes, come over here. Come work for NASA. Now, imagine if those sisters was working for us. So, we can launch somewhere. Because they definitely had the mathematical mindset to solve all of our problems. But that's what they do, right? And that's the danger you have to understand when you see all the so-called allies marching with you. It is not to further their mind. It is to further ours and to expand our evolution. See, I'm at this point where I'm getting to this point where I feel like telling black people what to do, maybe that's not the full breadth of my job. I'm at this point where maybe I also need to tell white people what to do. And then disconnect from any feeling towards if they listen at all. Meaning that Everybody calling me. Meaning that if I tell you how to support me, just do that if you want to be an ally. I don't need to love you because you did that. You catching up on 500 years of mistreatment of my people. The only reason that you can do that in the first place is because so thousands and millions of black people had to die. Of indigenous black people to this country, native people in this country had to die. I don't owe you no love after that. None whatsoever. I don't look at a payment and say, that's a good white person. No. We have to defund the system because it's working too well, which means that the only way that you can defund the system, you have to take yourself out of it because you are the stock of the system. You are the money that they trade with. All right, so let's move on. Let's move on. I got to eat after this. All right. Now, one thing you have to understand, and I talked about this before. Now, y'all can go get the Book of God if you want to understand this more by Dr. Wesley, because he breaks this down. You understand me? He breaks this down very well. But when you want to talk about who gave black people reparations in this country first, who were the first people to give us our minds back, and who was fighting for our minds? Now, I'm going to read a quote, right, from Frederick Douglass. Frederick Douglass had his own media, right? Now, before Frederick Douglass had his own media, there was a white abolitionist that had his media called The Liberator, right? And it said, in the first issue of the North Star, Douglass explained his reasons for establishing an African-American-owned newspaper. He emphasized that he did not want to seem ungrateful to people such as William Lloyd Garrison, a white abolitionist who published the anti-slave paper, The Liberator. However, he claimed, this is where separation comes in, he claimed that it is common sense that those who suffer injustice are those who must demand redress, and thus African-American authors, editors, I don't know if he said African-American back then, you understand me, editors and orators must have their own paper with which to share their voices. See, what you have to understand is that we are getting our feed, our mind, from our enemy. We are allowing them to feed us. You cannot allow the same enemy who gives you misinformation to correct that information. Just doesn't make sense, black people. So that's where, I don't care if they built something good for us, we still have to get our own. The greatest abolitionist of all time broke it down and gave you a reason that we have to be the ones that control it. If we don't control it, if we don't own it, we don't care. That is not progress. The only progress is the ownership itself. And the thesis of separation is ownership. That's the thesis of separation. It's ownership. Okay. Let's move on. So what was another great leader? Marcus Garvey. He seen the White Star Line. I don't care about that White Star Line. They got their own separation. I'm going to get me my own. Let's make a Black Star Line. He had his own what? Newspaper. Okay. His newspaper, Marcus Garvey, Universal Negro Improvement Association, African American Communities League, founded by Garvey and Amy Ashwood Garvey. The newspaper was published weekly in Harlem, New York, and distributed internationally to the UNIA chapters in more than 40 countries. 40 countries that he was getting his thoughts of liberation out to our people, changing the frequency of what they believed and what they thought for themselves. He created the STEAM, science, technology, engineering, arts, mathematics, because he knew he had to address the fact that they were propagating that our people were shiftless, lazy, ignorant. But he said, no, we come from kings, queens, gods, scholars, engineers, artists, mathematicians, writers. He said, no, I gotta make sure that we putting our own media out. So when we see their media, how do they portray us? So you want to understand why we're not getting that far? Because we portray ourselves wrong on their channels as well, because they only give us so much liberty to do so on their channels. You understand me? They only give us some. See, you start speaking too black, right? What they do, they ban Farrakhan. Oh, no, wait a minute, brother. Too much goddamn truth. You got to go. You can't tell me they ain't the blackest voice when they get banned. All right. So that's what brings us to Muhammad Speaks, that Malcolm X helped start for Elijah Muhammad, and then the Final Call that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan started after he rebuilt the nation after it fell. But all these men had their own media, so they had to get their own message out. They had to separate, right, in the form of their own message. Important. This is a thesis of separation. You have to have your own schools, your own farms. Feed yourself in multiple ways. Literally, right? And the immaterial feeding of knowledge. So separation is the thesis of this whole thing. Regardless of how much reform, regardless of how many policy changes, that is great work, right? Because as we're working on separation, we still need to help our people that may not be able to separate as fast. But for us that can get a ticket on ownership instead of slave ship, we where to go, because that leads to the next ship, which is rulership. Come on now. We working with our own maritime laws now. All right. Let's just continue. Let's continue. So now what we working on? We working on media for the mind, right? The Black Standard. Number one, I put out an initiative and call today. And I do these things just to be historically documented for my thoughts sometimes. I said, you know, part of Black Power Week, and I want to thank you all because y'all been hashtagging the hell out of Black Power Week. Man, y'all been tagging me in thousands and y'all been giving so many more a platform that you normally wouldn't have done. You've been showing the world who are the thought leaders. And that's important because it's a re-education. It's a reprogramming of the mindset. See, some of you all just get to finally be Black. I say it again. This, you're getting the opportunity to be Black for a moment, right? Like, wow, I seen that brother. He was going deep. I wasn't going deep. I was just being Black. You understand me? I was just being Black. I was just being an original man. I just wasn't shrinking myself for the space of these devils. I wasn't curating my thoughts so that they can feel more comfortable standing next to me. Why? Because I owe them nothing whatsoever. They're training to kill me. They hope that I get caught up in this system because the moment that they kill me, they get to make money off my death. They can't wait to profit off your death. They can't wait to kick you in your door and shoot you like they did Breonna Taylor. I'm gonna bring tear to my eyes thinking about that, but I'm gonna let y'all into why they do that. Get into the mind of the devil, right? So this is what they do. In some societies, especially tribal societies, cannibalism is a cultural norm. Consumption of a person from within the same community is called endocannibalism. Ritual cannibalism of the recently deceased can be a part of the grieving process, or be seen as a way of guiding the souls of the dead into the bodies of their living descendants. Exocannibalism is the consumption of a person from outside the community, usually as a celebration of victory against a rival tribe. Both types of cannibalism can also be fueled by the belief that eating a person's flesh or internal organs will endow the cannibal with some of the characteristics of the deceased. So, when you see these people kneeling, standing over these Black bodies, leaving them in the streets, this is a ritual of cannibalism, consuming the flesh of this big Black man, this big powerful brute. They feel like they get to take on the characteristics of the deceit because they don't have that same ability. They don't have the ability to consistently just multiply throughout life. You understand me? As we've seen, as they've been in America, now they're dropping. Their body count is going down. So they feel like, oh no, I need to transfer that energy. If I can't, then of course we know that they create artificial intelligence insemination. Why do you think the Black man would never have to work on a false womb? You got the Black woman. Imagine some Black scientists trying to figure out ways to artfully inseminate things and make artificial wombs and create artificial foods. All this food laying around in the Caribbeans and Africa, it makes no sense. Only people that's bent on killing you and making money off your death would do that. Just think for a second. Only if people that's bent on killing you and taking your position. Only if people. So that's why they have to destroy that Black family norm. That's what they do. They consume. These are rituals. When you see these being played on TV, this is trauma porn to them. Like we get traumatized for it, they get happy. They get off on it. Literally, even in slavery, right? So I'm going to get to the action items at the end of this, right? So I'm going to go back to the top of what it says, because this is important, super important, you understand me? And I said here, and I put this together for you all to be able to understand, right? Black families should own LLCs. Now, you have to understand what a corporation is. A corpse. A body. You understand me? A legal fiction known as a corporate personhood. Generally, corporate personhood allows companies to hold property, enter contracts, and sue and be sued just like a human being. But of course, some human rights make no sense for a corporation, like the right to marry, parent, child, or vote. As Professor Elizabeth Pullman explains, when it comes to constitutional rights for corporations, there is a hodgepodge. Corporations enjoy Fourth Amendment safeguards against unreasonable regulatory searches, but do not have a Fifth Amendment privilege against self. Right? The corporation, or the purpose of the 14th Amendment, was to protect human rights, primarily the rights of a race which had just won its freedom. Justices Douglas and Black thought the question of corporate personhood should be decided by the people, not the Supreme Court. That's why it's more important than who's the president and goddamn who's in the Supreme Court. But they could not convince their fellow justices, of course, because these are fellow devils. These are fellow injustices, right? In the 1970s, Santa Clara was used to justify granting corporations, where they're talking about a particular law or a case that had happened, granting corporations the First Amendment right to spend unlimited corporate funds on ballot initiatives in the case called Bellotti. The court relied on Santa Clara's reading when it stated that it has been settled for almost a century that corporations are persons within the meaning of the 14th Amendment. Justice Rehnquist, in his dissent, questioned the wisdom of extending corporations' political rights. Those properties, so beneficial in the economic sphere, pose special dangers in a political sphere. Again, Rehnquist could not convince his fellow injustices. So, well, you have to understand that this system is deep. The system is deep. So when I say I want to give Black people rights by even telling them to get corporations, because those are the rights that we wanted when we got out. So Juneteenth, one of the things that we want to do, and I want everybody, please join the Black Standard Chat. It's a Telegram group, and we have other ways that you want to be signed up. I'm going to give you the text link. Because when we look at Juneteenth, that was a day that they told us we were free, which means that they're masters. If you tell your dog and you give them a big yard and say, hey, let you off the leash, you're free to go. But if that dog runs away, oh, no, he freed himself. He freed himself. He's going beyond whatever borders you give him. You never see that dog again. That shit happened to our dog when he was younger. I know. You understand me? Black people never had a day where they told themselves they were free and they gave themselves their own rights. But if we're living in this country to where we are affected, right, by this white inferiority complex, we're infected by a white patriarchal intellect, then damn it, we should know how to free ourselves and understand the systems in depth. There is nothing else going on in the world more important than freeing ourselves. Can you imagine a slave only wanting to watch TV so he can forget the fact that he a slave and he got work to do tomorrow? That's where we at today. We want escapism instead of to escape. So we looking for freedom today, family. We looking for freedom today, family. Right? So who are the families, right? So white families have been running this shit for a long time. Y'all drink Jim Beam? That's a family-owned business. Started in the 1770s when we were still slaves under law, right? J.P. Morgan, that's another family-owned business. Colgate, brush our teeth, that give us the fluoride, another family business. the Waltons, the Walmarts, another family business. Come on now. Now, the brother said, I need your book. The first book just prepares your mind to when I really break these 19 keys down, you go lose it. When you really understand how we break this down and understand it. So, there's different ways that people can free themselves of this system. The goal, though, is to make that a streamlined process to be able to get your rights back and to reclaim your own personhood and learn how to contest personhood. But see, these conversations are not dangerous enough that we have because mainstream media is not meant to give you your mind back. I want everybody to do me a favor. When you get off this live, I want you to create a template. Maybe I'll do it. It's just going to say hashtag. It's going to say hashtag police brutality bonds. The first goal is to make people aware that these things even exist, right? This is our form of protest on social media. You understand me? Hashtag, let me put it down here so y'all can understand. Hashtag police brutality bonds, a case for separation. Police, so you can understand how you paying for police brutality every time you pay your taxes. So ain't that something though? One of the biggest corporations in the world don't pay taxes. The richest man in the world don't pay taxes. Jeff Bezos, which means that he not even helping us pay for the police brutality. But y'all can't wait to be like him. All right. You understand me? Tap in. You understand me? So we gonna make sure that we make this go viral. This is the black standard right here. You understand me? This is the black standard. Now, of course, I don't want to pay no goddamn taxes either. I get it. Police brutality. We gonna make sure that hashtag this on Twitter. Let this go trending. We have to, because see, when more people share this, it becomes the norm and other people are not afraid to share this. But if a celebrity feels like he is by himself and I got to jump out and share some dangerous information, then he has to act with courage and sacrifice. No, we're going to make it easy for y'all to share it to where it give you power to be around the numbers that's already doing it. Not just police brutality bonds. Understand that banks make money, you understand me, off of police brutalities. And other particular investors make money off of this. The stock market makes money off of this. So no, they're not going to stop these things. Yes, one of the ways is finding out ways to defund the police, right? But I told y'all who make money on this. So we'll get that here. And I want y'all to understand, and I want to thank everybody. And we're going to start posting up the amount of money that we've been raising to get people out of jail for buns, for some of our food initiatives and things of that nature, for everybody that's been sending money to the nonprofit Unity is Wealth and has been joining as a member of the Black Standard, because we have to fund our own revolution. So this has been a case for separation that, please, once I drop this, share this. We're going to get more dangerous with it. So I'm going to leave y'all with these action items. Y'all drop a key if y'all with me and y'all paying attention right now. You understand me? We need participation. Don't be in here listening and hiding. I know people say, hey, man, you're giving me too much right now, man. You just go come in here dropping all of that? You just go drop all of that? Like that? You just go drop all of that? Yes, sir. That's what we're here for. We need to let y'all know that separation is the only answer. And when you want to ask, where's the nation at? The nation been teaching separation for goddamn 90 years. But see, now it's this generation that will understand it. I will understand how to do it. You understand me and how to get there. I appreciate y'all because y'all came here for some knowledge tonight. And I hope I didn't disappoint. You understand me? Damn sure. All right. Police brutality bonds. Derek, come here for just a second before I go off, bro. I was talking to them about this business, man. I listened to that Earn Your Legion with Chris Cole sent me the report. It's a cold game out here working. All right, so peace, bro.
What's up, bro?
Man, blessings and opportunities. Did you see The report? Well, I don't know if you've seen it in the group, but the police brutality bonds, I know Arian Leisure just did a report on it.
Mm-hmm. Is it in the group? Come on, the DM?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, it's a cold game, right? So, basically, it was breaking down how every time there's a settlement because of some police brutality, how the banks actually are able to make money and interest off of the bonds. Because the city got to pay them, but they don't have the money right there on hand. So that the banks actually get them bonds and then they can charge interest on it. So they make billions of dollars off of interest over on the, over the years. You understand me? Now, I went all the way to like the beginning of history in America to understand that basically America's first entrepreneurs were slave masters. They sold slaves. Their marketing was the actual market of slaves. Their branding was the burning of slave bodies. Their insurance was allowing them to, if you owned a slave, that if you killed that slave, you can make money off of it because now your property is damaged. So their whole entire enterprise and banking system has always been intertwined with the black body to be able to hold up capitalism itself. So none of this is surprising. It's just the way the system works. So my whole case is the case for separation is not even just talking about some physical departure from being around folks. It's talking about ownership. You understand me? So the goal right here and the action items, number one, is to get people to understand what we should be shooting at. Because you can take your body out there in the streets and yell all goddamn day. But when you go back home and you feel accomplished, what did you really do? So if we know what we shooting at, because I haven't heard nobody talk about police brutality bonds my whole entire life. Yep, I've seen protests for the last 20 years. You understand me?
The only person I know that has shed some light on it is Raspy.
Yeah.
That's the only human I ever met that broke that shit down. It was like, attacking them on the bond and the insurance side. But yeah, bro, I don't know nobody else either.
So, you know, we be talking about changing certain policies and systems and things of that nature, but we just don't be asking for the right thing. So even if we get it, it still don't make the change.
Right, I got you.
You just got to understand the system. But, you know, the whole other thing, we went all the way back to understand why we need our own LLCs just because it gives us rights. Like if you see social justice is a billion-dollar business, right? If you see all these companies saying, I got $100,000 on it, I got $1 billion on it, I got $1 million on it. Where all this money going? They not giving it to you and me because we felt this trauma and we got to walk down the street and possibly get shot by a cop. They ain't going to give us that. No. They going to be giving that to people who have nonprofits and who have organizations that they can collect the money from. So if you don't even have an organization, they can't even give you the financial support.
Right.
It's all going back. But if all the black families in America got their LLCs and their businesses, then now you can go apply for these things and get you some economic justice.
Bro, man, listen, a gang of them could apply for shit during this pandemic and been came up by now. But man, I mean, I don't even want to say maybe next time, like hoping another pandemic come, but maybe next time.
I hope not another one come, but the reality of it, we know another one coming. This was another test run for America.
Yeah, bro, I was gonna say this was the warm up.
Yeah, bro, we broke down all of the different names of the companies that make money for like every time you see a protest. Can you stop doing that, please? Every time you see a protest and somebody get tased, somebody has to go make those tasers. So those stocks go up when you see the protest because now you know the cops need more equipment.
Bro.
So it's like for them, they see money. When they see black pain and trauma and all of that, they might see another documentary getting made that they're going to make money off on the back end. You understand me? They see stocks to go invest into. They see bonds to go invest into.
Bro, you see the market is still surging despite all this crazy shit going on around the nation.
No, not despite it, because of it. We are the market. The bodies of the people, the market.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's something that got to do with the stock, you understand me? And when you understand the way that they making money and saying that, goddamn, if more black people getting killed, then more banks about to get paid.
Right, absolutely.
It's just the system. It's only business.
Bro, that's what I be telling people. You know, when I be saying play the game, I think motherfuckers be thinking I be, like, I don't know, I just say that because it's cliche, but it's genuinely a game. And
right.
One has to educate himself on the rules of the game so he can win in this motherfucker.
Man, it ain't easy. I understand y'all. Like, this is a lot to be sitting there. Like, all y'all ain't got the opportunity to just sit there and learn some information so that you can share to other people and help delegate. Like, yo, these are some action items for you and your family so y'all can take care of yourselves. I get it. You gotta, you know, it's short term right now. You gotta survive right now. But That's why you have individuals like myself and my good brother Derek Grace and the other individuals in the circles that we run with. And that's why you got to be attentive and appreciative of individuals who do go source that information and give it to you and find the most creative ways and time to try to give it to you, because it ain't easy just going and giving you a straight shot. No.
Absolutely. Yeah, bro. Ain't shit changed about what we've been saying. Prep your families, educate your families. I mean, and listen, y'all, when I say train your families, I don't mean just on the bullshit. I mean, like, train your children to learn how to articulate and express themselves. Train them on the importance of self-education and getting the information from a pure and unbiased place. Like, train. Even when there's no smoke going on in the nation and all is well. Right. Just continue to train. So, you know, when you wake up one day and you dead ass in the middle of a pandemic and motherfuckers is looting and rioting and all that. Because, hey, I just seen people comment saying, bro, be so unbothered. And that's just because I kind of, like, stay ready for the bullshit.
Bro, you practice separation.
Absolutely, bro. Like, bro, people don't know how hard it is to even, like, spot me. Because you ain't finna catch me unless you saw me at the grocery store, at the bank. Right. Or, shit, that's really it. But, bro, you know, I be low. I'm out of the way. It's people from my city that still don't know I live. I've been here all 30 years of my life. I just be out of the way. And I'm really not of the world, you feel me? So, I don't even see the urgency to go outside and be a part of this shit that's going on. Like, my internal makeup and the infrastructure that I created and my place of peace is at such a high level. Like, I don't even see the need to go out there and be amongst the bullshit or run into the bullshit.
Bruh, if your protection and your security is in the hands of another man or woman, then you don't own your own security, right? Like, if you have to call somebody else to keep you safe, you understand me? Then that's particularly like your God, basically.
Yeah. And bro, hey, speaking of security and safe, I added to the family today.
Yeah.
Y'all caught me at a good time. Hold on.
Hold on.
How you flip this camera? Got me some new toys. The 454 Raging Bull. Hey, bro, listen. They ain't seen this one. It's a double barrel AR-15.
My God, I seen that on the video game.
Yeah, double barrel, two triggers, two magazines, 60 shots at one time. I went and grabbed me another AK, 100 round drum. And I got this new baby. Hey, I'm going to the range tomorrow. I can't wait to test some shit up.
What's that one called?
I grabbed me a little 38 special with a laser on it. Little something.
So, bro. So you not calling the police when somebody come in so you can use their weapons to protect you?
No, they gonna need to call the neighbors gonna call the police. Got that goddamn drum. Hey, they gonna call them. Not me. They go my other little baby that recently grabbed my Hellcats. They all over, but yeah, bro. Like you said, security, bro. You can never be too safe.
Nah, man. Look, yesterday I went and me and Blue was just going over all of the words that fit what we call the Black Standard, which is like, its mission is to create a standard that upholds the Black community, accountable as men and women to define the values of what it means to be Black. And then the word security is to train mind, body, and spirit to have the confidence and readiness to protect self, women, and children. And so, like, for the most part, if you ask, like, do I meet that Black standard, you understand me? Most people are going to have to answer that and say, no, I don't have the confidence nor readiness to protect self, women, and children. So, like, and then if you believe that your enemy is the one who's supposed to be protecting you, then you really ass out.
On that right shit, I agree 1,000%.
Damn, like, no, I can't protect me, and then my enemy is the if I call them, they fuck around and kill me. Like, you...
Hey, and then really the times we living in where, like, you can make a call and they're like, why y'all violating me?
Right.
You know what we do? We just come fuck shit up and leave. You feel me?
Right. So, listen, y'all. I put out the video and we was talking about training and militant discipline. And you really don't have any time. It's folks out there really training against you every single day. You feel me? And you can't meet whatever they come at you with, whatever training that they have for you, unless you out there meeting too. And you basically making sure that it's mutual assured destruction. If you come to me, you understand me, I'm coming to you and meeting you with, as my brother said, the same aggression. You feel me? So we got to get on a different type of time today, because everybody realizing, like, damn, I can't go back to the bullshit. This shit is really real out here. And not just because people are putting it in your face, but realize, like, yo, you just seen on TV that there's a whole militia of individuals ready and trained to be activated at any time. How the fuck can you rock back to sleep out of that? So I just want our people to be prepared, and nobody can't say that they didn't know. You understand me? Because it's individuals like ourselves that have been preparing y'all for years to come. You feel me? And at this particular stage in time, now I got to get myself even more prepared.
Absolutely. And bro, speaking of that, I was going to tell you, DM me when you get out there, bro. I got something I want to run by you. That's very important.
All right. Every time you hit that grin, I'm like, oh, snap, it's something crazy. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, but y'all,
now go ahead.
Going to real, y'all, like, what bro saying is super facts. I ain't telling none of y'all to go out and buy bazookas and whatnot, but when I say train, I mean train your mind, train your body, train your discipline. Listen, if you don't own guns, train yourself in self-defense, jiu-jitsu. That's something I do with my children, too. Like, my daughter definitely will whoop your ass and break your arm, or she can shoot. But
yeah,
I heard
jiu-jitsu,
y'all, man,
is good.
Listen, defense period, train. And two, like, I'm going to just give y'all a little glimpse, because I saw y'all inquiring. I'm going to show everything. I'm going to share a little something, though. So these are some of my babies, but...
Man, you over there like John Wick. Derek, one of them people, if y'all seen that movie John Wick, like, if you got something going on, you understand me? Go call him up, like, man, I got you just one of them people. That's all I'm gonna say, man.
Bro, listen, one thing I learned in life, bro, you can never have enough guns. Never, ever, ever. You never know when a motherfucking zombie gonna pop out, and you gotta shoot 10,000 on that night, so you just gotta stay ready.
No, yeah, no, he the real life tatted John Wick, you know what I'm talking about? The only difference is John Wick gets to just do, you understand me, the guns. He gotta run businesses, families, social media. We gotta multitask today. We can't just be one aspect of like a warrior or a revolutionary. We gotta be like multitask and be all things at once. It's a whole different kind of generation today.
Absolutely.
You understand? Absolutely. Malcolm X ain't have to run a business. Remember that.
Bro, just keep me when you get off here, bro. I got something I
want to
run by you.
Alright, I'm about to get off here in a second. Matter of fact, I'm home.
Alright, bro. And one other thing, y'all. I see my big bro, Coach Glue, is in the comments, y'all. Coach Glue, normal spelling. Bro is a connoisseur of firearm education. I actually tapped my big bro shoulder a day or so ago, because I definitely want him to be a huge part of this firearm force. So, all y'all, man, if y'all know who Mars Torre is, Coach Glue, and y'all interested in actually getting into firearms, because I'm not the one to coach you. I know the basics. Look, he just commented again, y'all, but regular spelling, no glue, like, put some glue on your paper to make it stick. Coach Glue, big bro in Atlanta, y'all. He home base, where all of us know how to get to. Atlanta, though, he home base. And he do his thing on a whole other level than I do. You feel me? I know a little something, but bro, I would say bro is the actual professional, and he do this shit way more than I do. So y'all be sure to check him out if that's what y'all into.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Let's tap in, bro. All right,
bro. I
need
you. All right.
All
right, bro.
Hey, y'all, before I get out of here, man, I just wanted to let y'all know, number one, if you want to know some of the action steps and things of that nature that we're going to be moving forward with, please make sure that you get in the Black Standard chat, to click the link in the bio, and also become a member to fund some of these things, because the action items mean nothing unless you got the funds to actually make them happen. We have some farming initiatives that I'm very excited to be speaking about, that we're going to be announcing very, very, very soon. You understand me? The number one way to separate from your enemy is to stop having your enemy feed you. You understand me? The number one way to separate from your enemy is to stop having your enemy feed you. So that's the first thing that we attacking. The first thing. Somebody asked, what are we charging for that? The Black Standard, number one, is $19. You tap in to become a member. You automatically get business resources once you become a member. So once you become a member, check your email. See what we got for you. And you're going to be plugged in to a whole collection of resources. So listen, I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Share this with some folks. Make sure you use hashtag police brutality bonds. We should see that trending. We got to know what we shooting at. Make sure y'all also go to support some of the people that's out here doing the work, man. I want to shout out to my good brother, Jay Morrison. I see he just beat his case with the SEC, the feds. They was trying to get my bruh. And some of y'all was hating on him because he had the, you know, the first crowdfund in history for black people since Marcus Garvey. Got it funded up to $12 million. Our people hate when we do the things necessary in order to get our people free. So, you understand me? I just wanted to shout my brother out. Go to his page, you understand me? Tell him congratulations. Take that picture that he posted up with that win and go repost that. Go share that kind of energy. You understand me? There's a lot of, listen, I've been having conversations with some very powerful people and some of the initiatives and plans that's coming. The reason I want everybody in the chat so everybody can be on board. The reason I want everybody to be a member so everybody can be on board. Everything is not to be shared right here. These action items is to get everybody in solidarity so we can really be dangerous. So I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. I'm gone. Peace, family. No, that was a popping ass video, Chief. God got me.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.